We continue to follow the unfolding story out of Baltimore this afternoon. Violence in the streets of North Baltimore as protests are out demonstrating against the death of Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray was laid to rest in Baltimore today, and now the violence and unrest can be found across the city. Baltimore City Police say at least 7 officers have been hurt while trying to restore calm. The violence started near Mondawmin Mall. That's in northwest Baltimore. It is moving toward downtown. CBS News correspondent Wyatt Andrews is there.
Hundreds of police officers are facing down hundreds of protesters, not in concentrated areas, but in pockets. We've seen clashes between protesters in which they are throwing both rocks and bottles, but also whole chunks of concrete. We've seen several officers that have been injured.
And watching this unfold from the news helicopters, we've seen these protesters jumping on police cars, throwing objects like bottles, bricks, and rocks at officers. Police in their briefing said they cannot estimate how big this group is, but say they are using tear gas and pepper balls to try and disperse the crowd. And moments ago, WBAL's Scott Wyckoff described what he was seeing near the mall.
I saw a police officer cuffing the person, and he was almost not surrounded, but about 10 feet away were about 10 young people with book bags over their shoulders, kind of shouting out at the police officer while he was taking the person into custody.
Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk.
You're going to see tear gas. You're going to see pepper balls. We're going to use appropriate methods to ensure that we're able to preserve the safety of that community.
And of course, the protesting today follows the funeral for Freddie Gray.
God can do anything.
Gray was 25. He died from severe spinal injuries that somehow happened while in police custody. Bishop Walter Thomas believes Gray's death will lead to action.
Freddie's death is going to light a match, not of looting and burning, but of awesome change.
WTOP's Andrew Mollenbeck is in Baltimore. He joins us live with the latest. What do you know, Andrew?
Hey, I'm on West North Avenue, very near where some of the most active protests and looting have gone on. And I have to say, it's pretty unsettling. Police cars just drove by and some young people throwing bricks at them as they went. What I'm looking at is a police cruiser that's on fire. Many of the stores in front of me have been looted. And I'm watching young people right now break into a kind of a mom and pop pharmacy. It really is chaos. There's smoke in the air. You can smell things on fire. And just a larger crowd continues to build and move on, expand the reach of this protest, which is now in several different parts of Baltimore. And we really don't know where it's going to end, but people are setting things on fire, throwing bricks, looting, and it's really an unsettling scene here at this point.
WTOP's Andrew Mollenbeck is in Baltimore and joins us now live. Andrew, where are you right now?
I'm in West Baltimore on West North Avenue, where a lot of the looting has taken place in the last 5 minutes. About a dozen police cruisers came here. They started using tear gas to try to break up some of the protesters. Really, as a police officer mentioned in our air just a couple of minutes ago, it may not be accurate to call everyone here protester. It really has become more of a riot than an actual protest of the death of Freddie Gray. People are walking down the sidewalk with crates over their shoulders with all the goods and items they've stolen from stores. Just a really ominous scene here. And at the moment, it's really confusing where it's going to end.
Well, Baltimore Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk says officers today have shown remarkable restraint after being attacked by what he calls outrageous criminals.
We will do whatever is appropriate to protect the safety of our police officers and ensure the safety of the people that live and work in the Mondawmin area.
And guys, we're just getting some information in. What was that on the O's game?
That it's been postponed.
Okay.
The Orioles game has been postponed, but it's interesting because a Baltimore Orioles reporter, someone that knows about the Orioles who's there, says that people were being let into the park. But the game's been postponed.
Okay. And I just wanted to add some more information coming in from the governor's office. Governor Larry Hogan, closely monitoring the situation in Baltimore City. He says, and I'm going to quote this here from this release, "Today's looting and acts of violence in Baltimore will not be tolerated. In response, I have put the Maryland National Guard on alert so they can be in position to deploy rapidly as needed. I strongly condemn the actions of the offenders who are engaged in direct attacks against innocent civilians, businesses, and law law enforcement officers. There is a significant difference between protesting and violence, and those committing these acts will be prosecuted under the fullest extent of the law. Those words in a statement from Governor Larry Hogan. Let's go to WTOP's Andrew Mullenbeck. Andrew, what's your location?
I'm very close to that CBS fire, actually. You'll hear a fire engine going by here in just a second. I had to actually move my location because the smoke had become so strong that I could no longer breathe and actually be able to talk to you. So I'm looking in my rearview mirror now at the smoke from that burning CBS store. There's a car alarm going off next to me. A couple of cars, one block down, have burned. I'm looking to my side at a kind of a mom-and-pop pharmacy that was looted in the last hour. The owners are here to sweep up the glass and everything else that was broken inside. It is just block after block of destruction. And you can imagine how difficult it must be for the people who live and work here to have their cars, their places of work burned and destroyed. And this on a day when the family had asked for peace as they were laying rest to Freddie Gray. Michelle.
Thank you, Andrew, and take care out there. WTOP's Mike Murillo, also in Baltimore this evening. Now, he's at Camden Yards, where tonight's 7:05 Orioles game has been postponed. Mike, what are you seeing there?
Michelle, an ominous calm here right now as police in riot gear line up outside the main gate here at Camden Yards at the ballpark. Heavy police response. We're seeing some heavy police vehicles move into the area as they prepare for what could happen here. Right now, it's very calm, though. Fans are being told that the game is not going to happen tonight, so that their tickets will be honored for another time, and they are being told to go home, and people are being ushered out and encouraged to get out of the area as quickly as they can.
And we are just getting breaking news here on WTOP. President Obama is now pledging the federal government's help to respond to the riots that have broken out in Baltimore this afternoon. The president spoke today with Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, and the White House says that the mayor updated the president on the situation.
Freddie Gray's family has asked for protests to stop out of respect. Family attorney Billy Murphy says the family is very upset with what's happening.
The family is pleading with the community, especially the young people, because it's not the older folks, to get back in the houses and leave well enough alone. If they're going to protest, do it peacefully. If they can't be peaceful, go home.
Now, some breaking news just coming in from WTOP's Kate Ryan. She's in Rockville on Skype. Kate?
That's right. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has condemned the rioting and looting in Baltimore. And as the situation and violence escalated there, so has his response. Earlier, he put the Maryland National Guard on alert. Now his office reports that at the request of Baltimore City, he signed an executive order declaring a state of emergency and activating the National Guard to address the growing violence and unrest in the city.
The mayor was just speaking. Stephanie Rawlings Blake, what is the news tonight?
Yes, the Baltimore's mayor made an announcement.
We've ordered a curfew be in effect, instituting tomorrow a curfew citywide, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Again, there will be a citywide curfew, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. This preliminary curfew will last for 1 week.
Now, again, that begins tomorrow. There, meanwhile, are still people out on the streets tonight in Baltimore. Gus Augustus works for the mayor's office. He's urging everyone on the streets to head home.
I'm asking every young person to go back home. Tomorrow night, we'll have a community meeting for us to really recalibrate because peace is the call and the order of the day.
Baltimore's mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
I'm a lifelong resident of Baltimore. And too many people have spent generations building up this city for it to be destroyed by thugs who, in a very senseless way, are trying to tear down what so many have fought for.
People who live in these neighborhoods are upset over the violence.
I come home to my block, and it's a car set on fire at the top of my block. This is not the right way to do this. We have to come to our senses now. What if somebody's kid was in that car?
Governor Larry Hogan on the violence today in Baltimore.
I've not made this decision lightly. The National Guard represents a last resort in order to restore order. Look, people have the right to protest and express their frustration, but Baltimore City families deserve peace and safety in their communities. And these acts of violence and destruction of property cannot and will not be tolerated. I strongly condemn the actions of those who engaged in direct attacks against innocent civilians, businesses, and law enforcement officers.
WTOP's Mike Murillo is in Baltimore tonight. Let's bring him in now live. Mike, where are you now?
I'm on Pennsylvania at Retreat Street, and as we speak right now at a police line here, a man has walked up. He had pieces of cement inside in his hand. He walked up to the police line, and he dropped those. And actually, an interesting sight here as two people from members of churches from Maryland, they came and they stopped him. They're trying to talk this man down right now. He is trying to go towards the police, but they are actually talking him down. They've grabbed him, two people, members of a church nearby. They're from Baltimore. They're trying to stop the violence, and they are here trying to stop this man from doing something he'll regret. He did drop the, he just dropped the pieces of asphalt that he had in his hands, and now they are helping him, talking to him, and taking him away from the police line here, but a very volatile scene.
If you want to protest, if you want to make a voice, if you want to stand up, do it the right way. Get your local legislators, get your religious leaders, and let's sit down and talk about this.
That's a Baltimore resident tonight urging calm as the rioting continues. Amtrak service is going on as scheduled through Baltimore on up to Philly and beyond.
Also, we're learning this evening, Baltimore public schools will be closed tomorrow.
We join Police Commissioner Anthony Batts now.
I was very much pleased and surprised that we had ministers that came out with Congressman Elijah Cummings, tried to calm the area and calm the young people in that community that was just totally destroying the places where they have to live. And tomorrow they have to go to those same stores that they tore apart. And those stores that were burnt down and damaged are the same infrastructure that the people have to survive with in that neighborhood in the next month, the next 2 months, next 3 months. Most of the officers that were in the hospital are doing better. I think for the vast majority, the city is calming itself down slowly but surely. Suffice it to say, I am extremely disappointed in what has happened in this beautiful city tonight. I'm disappointed in the fact that the damage has been done to these communities. I'm disappointed that we cannot be more responsible in an embarrassment that we have nationwide in our community. This is not protesting. This is not your First Amendment rights. This is just criminal acts doing damage to a community that is challenged in some ways that do not need this and do not need to be harmed in a way that we have today. I am proud of the officers who were out there sustaining rocks and bottles, who were hit in the head, who were sent to the hospital, and their courage of standing tall in light of all the things. I applaud the outside agencies that came to support us.
Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski has issued a statement tonight about the situation in Baltimore. She says violence is unacceptable no matter who does it. Vandalism unacceptable no matter who does it.
This is terrible. About 300 high school students, primarily from one high school, acted out after school. It's very regrettable, the violence towards police, towards private property, and the disrespect for Freddie Gray.